Time now, though, to talk with Larry Weber. Where is our Larry Weber today?
Yeah, I'm sitting on a shores of a lake north of Duluth. We are gathering to have a program about mushrooms later today. Now, on a typical September, this is really a beautiful topic at a beautiful time. But because of the dryness we've had the last couple of weeks, finding mushrooms is a little bit more of a challenge. They are there, and I've seen quite a few this week, but they're a little bit more of a challenge now. We started off this month of September. We started off in traditional, the way it was has been for the past year, above normal. But these last 2 days now have been cooler than normal, with absolutely fascinating morning. Chilly at my house this morning. It was about 50 degrees. It was clear. Just a wonderful, wonderful walk. You may have been out early enough to see the moon. That's the waning quarter phase moon we're seeing, and it appeared to be very close to the planet Jupiter. Planet Venus is also still very bright in the eastern sky, so an absolutely spectacular morning. We've been getting winds both yesterday and today from the northwest, and winds from the northwest in September usually is associated with migration. And yes, there's been a tremendous amount of migration taking place lately. Those who want to see some migration, I would suggest visiting Hawk Ridge sometime in September. That's when the numbers are the best. Yesterday, they recorded about 1,000 hawks coming across. Really big numbers of several thousand hasn't happened yet, but could happen within a week. The numbers yesterday of about 1,000 was just the raptors, but there's a tremendous amount of other birds that are migrating over, and almost 3,000 Canada geese were seen.
Wow.
Along with that, there's a lot of songbirds that are out there migrating right now. I was doing some camping on the North Shore this week, and I noticed good movements of blue jays, good movements of flickers, blackbirds, white-throated sparrows, warblers, and kingbirds, cedar waxwings. They were all passing through, and these are just wonderful sign of September to see this migration movement. But the biggest migration that happened this week was dragonflies. I was just absolutely amazed by how many there were. We don't think of dragonflies being an insect. We don't think of them as being migratory, and most of them are not. But the green darner, yes, is. And they come across in pretty good numbers. I have been at Hawk Ridge at times where I think there was more dragonflies flying over than there were hawks. There's even one raptor, the American kestrel, that seems to time its flight along with that of the migration of the dragonflies, of the green darners. Well, these green darners were just amazing. In the warm afternoons, they were out there flying and feeding in huge numbers, hundreds at least. And in the early morning sunlight, they would be basking in the sunlight, warming up their body, ready to take off. Depends on where you are. If you're close enough to the lake, you'll see it a little bit further inland, not seeing it as much. But I did see them here this morning at where I am. So that's going on. I also saw a monarch was another example of a migrant, and two other ones, Red Admiral and Painted Lady. Some years they migrate, some they don't. That's a little questionable what goes on there. But I think they are probably migratory in our latitude here. Other interesting things of note with butterflies. Butterflies do all kinds of stuff when it comes to winter. Some migrate, some die, some hibernate. Well, I saw all that this week. I saw some of the migrants. I saw some of the ones like the sulfur and the cabbage, the yellow and the white ones, that die when the weather gets cold. And then I saw the morning cloaks, a lot of those, kind of a blackish butterfly with light markings on the end of the wing. I saw lots of those. Well, they're an example of one that hibernates when the weather starts getting cold. And they may be hanging around yet for at least another month. I tend to think they go into hibernation in October, but they're around. Other things of note, when something is going into hibernation or migration, well, the other side happens too. I came across a nestling of snapping turtles this week. They had emerged from the nest at about this time. The eggs are laid back in June, and after sitting in buried in a nest in the ground for about 3 months, the temperature of the sun warms them, and they hatch, and they start to burrow out, and they right away they seek for a place for their water. Well, I have seen a number of times how snapping turtles will choose a side of a road as a place to lay eggs, which is really not a very good place. But if she survives and the eggs survive, well, then the babies have to deal with traffic when they emerge, and that's what was going on this week. Most of them were successful. Most of them made it to water, but there were a few that didn't. But, yeah, that's another September thing that happens. In addition to that, I mentioned last week about a surprising sighting of fireflies. Well, I saw a couple of fireflies again this week. You know, like I said, there is some species that are late in the season. There's a tremendous amount of spider webs still out there in huge numbers, and anytime there's lots of insects, there's always the opportunist out there to feed on them. And the fall wildflowers. I've been talking about goldenrod so much the last couple of weeks. Well, I think they're passing their peak now. They're starting to go on the way down, and you'll see a little bit less yellow, a little bit more seed. Just walking a short time ago here, I came across a nice big patch that was still in full bloom. So it's going to last for a while yet, but they are starting on the way down. Still plenty of asters and sunflowers, though, blooming. Plenty of berries in the trees. The two most noticeable right now this week were highbush cranberry and mountain ash. There's a lot of color, a lot of tree color along the North Shore. If you probably noticed, most of it is yellow in the form of birches. But I started taking a closer look this week, and I noticed how it varies quite a bit. If you get a chance, take a look at the cherry trees. Cherries are really interesting. They're a small tree. They're going to succeed. They got to grow along the edge where they can get some sunlight.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they have quite a variety of color in their leaves, and I had cases this week where a single tree had four different colors. It had green, it had red, it had orange and yellow leaves all on the same tree. Mm-hmm. And so I thought that is really a neat sighting. Well, if you start looking around, you'll see similar things with dogwoods, and you'll see it in a few others. But for the most part, it's the reds and the yellows that we see in the color. And then, of course, as I said before, there is some of the mushrooms out there. Now, if we get some of the rain that's in the forecast, we just may see a little bit more than that. So I would suggest that if you have a chance to get to see the migration, this is going to be a great week for it. So have a beautiful weekend, and thank you for calling.
Thanks, Larry. Bye-bye. Larry Weber joins us every Saturday. Can you believe that? Every Saturday, 9:30. He's a retired high school science teacher, twice named Teacher of the Year, and he lives on a farm with his wife in Carleton County and lets us know what's happening outdoors every week when he calls in. Wonderful guy.